Okay. All right, let's go. Okay. So we discussed Schaefer first. We discussed where Schaefer fits in. We discussed where Schaefer fits in. It fits into the Ein HaVaday, it fits into the Olam of Yichud. And then he goes, and now he and it brings out the oneness, the grandeur, the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully it awakens that connection for us as well. Okay. Then we said Aleinu, which he explained basically. Aleinu means Ephes Ulasai. It's also about Einu Milvada. It's also that there's everything else in the world is Hevel Varik and doesn't really add up to anything, and all we need to rely upon is Hashem. That's the first paragraph of Aleinu in a nutshell. What's the second paragraph? Al kein nekav lecha. Hine acha shebiarnu hishtabdeinu al malchusa yizbarach. After we discussed that we are meshubed to Hashem, we serve Hashem. Nispalel Now we're saying that even though we want to praise Hashem, because we know that Hashem is one, but it's not clear in this world that it's one. Not clear in this world. We wait for you, Hashem. Tivara tuma min abriya. We hope that you can burn, get rid of, cleanse the world from the tuma. Vezel gilulim min haaretz, that you can remove the avodah zaras, the gilulim from the land, min haaretz, v'ha'alilim, parizikareson, and every part of, and every alien, which is every foreign god, can be destroyed as well. Here, I'm just trying to find a place in this pamphlet. There you go. Yeah. Page Resh. Right? So the Oz Loya Oida Lilam Ba'ilam, nothing will be left. And this is the way that the tikkun of the world will take place. This is the tikkun of the world. So he says this is a very important process that we have to understand well, but the process of Tikkun Olam is going to happen. We have to get rid of Ra before we can focus on the spread of Tov, which I believe that the Tikkun Olam movement people don't follow that philosophy.
No.
Right? So, but he says very clearly that Tikkun Olam is only if you have to get rid of
Wait,
Ra first.
how do you do that though?
You have to clarify that everything is Hashem. And the things which are a stira to Hashem, which means
Pollution.
things that are not following the commandments of Hashem, or things that are not following the tzivuy of Hashem, which just cover over the hashgacha pratis of Hashem, right? Those things can't be here for there to be a full tikkun.
Well, couldn't one argue that by doing that, say, so that and that is a very effective way of removing the evil?
Well, doing that, so the problem is that the evildoers are being mechazek v'tzara, and therefore Hashem's work,
No, you can't just
presence in the world.
kill them all down. Like, what's that? Well, like, practically speaking, how would one go about?
Well, you have to remove their philosophies. You have to remove their ideas. You have to remove the clarity of the world has to become
I
clear.
would imagine the removal would only be by you, by making your Judaism more pronounced, or by you spreading your light, and then they put
Okay,
it.
fine. What I'm saying is that the tikkun is not necessarily by everyone doing their own thing and just letting everyone
Well, I
be.
don't know what that. Yeah, I'm not sure what. Right.
What is the tikkun then?
The tikkun is when everyone understands that Hashem is the ultimate power of the world.
And is that our job to bring that about?
It's a great question.
Officially, it is, huh?
On a practical level,
Say, but officially.
I mean, but the question is, it could be like you're saying, the best way to do that is just live your good old honest life. And
But I
that's the
wasn't
way
even
you're going
saying
to
that.
do
I
it.
was saying, when we were saying, who's the Tikkun Olam
No,
Tevra?
forget that. But
I know, say, but.
the point I'm saying is that what's very popular is just let everything be. You have to shut down the tzad of Ra. Now, the way to shut it down is to prove your tzad to that, which you clarify. Yeah, you don't have to kill them, I'm saying. But my point
That's what I'm
is,
saying.
my point is, there's got to be a clarity in the world. The clarity is not just going to be Hashem, you take over. The way to take over is that there has to be Lahavir Galulim in our hands. So people will start worshiping the Avodah Zarah. Then, one by one, once in the world, people start realizing that what the truth is, then it can be Mezgal even more. This is a very, very, very fascinating line he says here. It says Hashem is actually going to participate in converting the world from bad to good. So it is a little hard to fully grasp the Seder Hadavar here, right? Because on the one hand, we have to do it, but on the other hand, Hashem says here, he's going to do it.
We have to start the process, you
Because it
know.
says, "Hu yahafoich," it's called an imtzoyim. He's going to turn everyone from bad to good, and it's going to be la'afreselachakosheyaretz. So, so he explains it with the das tunis, actually. He says the only way to understand this is with the Das Tunis. That's what he says. That the Das Tunis says that the way it's going to work is that in the end of days, Hashem is going to take away all the darkness and all the hiding, and it's just going to come out in full glory. And by doing that, all the Ra, which was just a manifestation of him hiding, is going to disappear automatically. So this whole entire tefillah is about bringing about the ultimate gilui of the Sefer Das Tunis. It's really what this tefillah of Malchus is all about. That's really what's going on here. So he says, everyone should have a full understanding of this. Even though now we don't understand it. And from there, they can start connecting to Kedusha. First, you have to understand it, see it, and then you can connect to it. So, therefore, we wait for you for that day, Hashem. That we should see, that you'll be able to remove all the of the Avodah Zarah. Well, at that time, there will be a tikkun olam, that everyone will be worshiping Hashem. And then everyone will start calling out and praying and connecting to Hashem. Yakiru kol seva. So he says there's a seder here. What's the seder? The first thing is that everybody will become subservient to Hashem, and by being subservient to Hashem, they will they'll even go higher, to a higher level than this Klai Sol is today. There'll be a real relationship of Hashem ruling over us. Everyone will makabel. And then only your malchus will come. So I don't. I wish I understood a little bit better the order here, but he's spelling out the order of what has to happen. He's saying first we have to be makir in this world. That you're the king. That's Aleinu. Aleinu l'shabach Adonai kol, because we realize it's all you. We realize right now. Therefore, we hope that everyone else realizes it. How's that process going to work? Therefore, we wait till all the Avdei Avodah Zarah will dissipate because they'll come to that realization. If they come to that realization, then Hashem, you will convert the Toiv into Ra, the Ra into Toiv, by being Megala yourself. Once you're Megala yourself, we will begin connecting to it. Once you begin connecting to it, then you will fully rule over us, and the Malchus of Hashem will come back to its full glory. So this paragraph really is a synopsis. It's pretty powerful because it's really a synopsis of the entire Bria Soil, what we're waiting to happen.
So the first paragraph though is just
That's an Olam Hazeh, it sounds like. That's just a Hakara.
can you just go over it one more time in the paragraph in English?
What do you mean?
Elenu or
No,
this paragraph? This paragraph.
the Seder, the order of what he's saying. I mean, I could say over the words he said, but I don't know why necessarily everything is in this order. But the way Aleinu, which is in the introduction to the Psukim of Malchus, so the way Aleinu seems to work is that first we have to recognize right now in this world that everything is Hashem. Then we say, you know what, Hashem, if that's going to be, if we recognize it, we want it to be factual. We want to see it. We want to experience it firsthand. It's enough already that we have to like have emunah in it. We don't want that. We want to experience it firsthand. So how is that going to work? How's that going to happen? So here's the order. What happens is that the first Avdei Avodah Zarah have to give up their Avodah Zarahs, which cover Or Hashem in the world. So they have to join us in the emunah. Once that happens, Hashem, you're willing to be Megala yourself, and now destroy the Ra. Because the Ra already kind of quieted it down, turn the Ra back into the Toiv, and the Gilui of Hashem will become clear in the world. If the Gilui of Hashem is clear, now the people will start connecting to them. So the next thing is, everyone's going to start recognizing that and bow to you, and now the avodah will start. Once the avodah starts, you could be megala the malchus on us even more. Then everyone will accept that malchus, because now you've megala it even more that the malchus is in full glory. And then the simcha, and then the gilui, then the full malchus, the way the world's supposed to be, is going to be fully revealed.
Okay.
So this is the handbook. This is the way it's going to roll out. Now, why is each one of these steps necessary? I'm not sure yet. I have to study this a little better.
The Pashup Shah in the first paragraph of Lena is more of a shvach than a three. The Rishko was saying it's more of like a re of like Tzumira, and then Alkin is more. I see play in a way.
Well, we're happy that we've had the opportunity to see it in this world. But it's not in this gala right now. It's really just we have a job in this world, even when
See,
it's dark.
we have a little bit of it, you're saying.
Right. What we have is emunah. What we have is that we have the opportunity now that it's in our control to be able to bring it out. We have the emunah in it. We know, but it's not clear to anybody. It's not clear in the world. So Alina is in this world. Kanakava is already what's going to happen in the next process. Two separate things. Crazy stuff. Okay, maybe tomorrow we could go over some of these steps to understand exactly why each step has to be this way. Or we go by turn one and two. But we're running out of time.
I guess after the show, that's not going to have the same effect.
What? Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, obviously, some of this stuff still is relevant. But okay, subscribe to my site. Have a good night.
Are we learning?